like to have fun today? I think you would. You say, fun? Why not? I mean, God didn't make you to be a drag in life and, you know, to get fat and lazy and go downhill. He made you to be glory for Him. And I'm telling you, He gives you strength to the last breath you will ever take. Now, you look at all of this here. You say, what is this for? This is to help you stay young, have energy, and the mind of Christ. So, we have a special guest, Dr. Bob. You know, you are one of Sarah's and my favorite.
Well, thank you so much.
We just love to have you. And you could take a moment right now and just call in and say, I have these health needs. Now, don't make it too long. And we're not going to counsel you because we want you to watch the program. The program will tell you how. And it's the wisdom of God. So pick up the phone for prayer. And maybe you have children that are too fat, too hateful, too ugly. Or maybe you're going through the change of life. I can tell you it's a change for the better if you will watch the program. Dr. Bob, talk to us.
You know, Marilyn, I have to compliment you and for everybody that's watching right now that you have tried. And a part of this segment today is talking about what you and I do.
Yeah.
You know, we're not that far apart. I'm in my 60s and you're a little bit, you're a little bit older than that. But you and I have made choices.
Right.
And so let's just get to the point here a little bit. Off camera, we are talking about sleep.
Right.
And you mentioned how many hours that you sleep every day. How many hours do you sleep?
Well, it's a long time. I go to bed, if I can, when I'm home, around 9, and I sleep 9 hours. And then on top of that, I take an hour's nap in the afternoon because so many times I minister at night. So my mind is fresh, my body is healthy for it.
So I think what's important for everybody is that sleep is when your body makes growth hormones. So a part of your quote-unquote secret weapon is that sleep has allowed your body to have restoration of function. But also as important is if you have restful, peaceful sleep,
right,
which you do through the nighttime,
right,
you're not getting interrupted. So if you and I are just having conversation like that, I know that you don't have a blood sugar issue. You can say, how do I know that? Because if you're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, which I know people watching us right now, so we just answered someone's question.
Okay.
If they're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, they have blood sugar problems. And that's probably because they're eating too much sugar, possibly too much fruit. And you know what? These are foods people would be wise to avoid. These are very typical American breakfast foods. Bagel with cream cheese, muffin, Danish. Now, to the average person watching this right now, they say, boy, I'd like to have a bite of that. Well, if you start your day with this, at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're gonna get up and you're gonna be overweight. So I know that there's someone watching us right now that needs prayer for sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to counsel you on how to sleep, but if you have a sleep need, which is 60,
a lot of people,
like half of the middle-aged people in America right now, those phone lines are lighting up. So I don't eat this for breakfast.
Yeah, and you should call in if you have a problem with sleep. It's awful when you wake up and you haven't slept well. And it's awful when you take sleeping pills and then you're so groggy for 4 or 5 hours in the morning. So call us, leave your name, leave the name of your loved ones. Hey, we love to pray for you.
Okay, so something else I want to talk about, and this is what I call a swap bag. First swap is start with a protein. People don't realize that vegetables are proteins. They really are.
I didn't know that.
They are. And actually, kale is the new beef. But we'll talk about collard greens here in a moment. But I eat this every day for my mindless eating. So what is mindless eating? There are people watching us right now that are in, you know, they're in a daze. They're living life aimlessly. So they're going to eat, sit, and eat. So this has like no calories to it. There's a real interesting vegetable in here. This is a radish. So radish is a bitter herb. Bitter herbs promote digestion. So if you're watching us right now and you have digestive distress with a radish, that's a body signal to me that somebody could have liver gallbladder distress. So let's just throw it out there right now. If you're having digestive distress, why don't you call the prayer line right now? We're not going to tell them what to do, but call.
Yeah.
And you know, by the grace of God, we just make difference in your digestion.
I like this. I call this a snack pack.
You can call it whatever you want. It is good.
And if you take this and do it early in the morning and then, you know, through the morning kind of snack on it, I think that's really good.
No, it's good for your whole digestive system. Now, what I want to discuss, and we can talk about this, very interesting. Oil is important. Oil is what helps navigate your vehicle. So this, and you would know what this is because you and I come from a different generation than everybody or a lot of people watch it. This is a dipstick. And a dipstick is what you put into your motor to check to see how much oil it is. So all people that are 35 and younger, we call those millennials, and we love you dearly. They just take their car to the lube place and they let the lube place change it. But this is a way we can check for oil in the body. We happen to do a test in our practice called an essential fatty acid blood spot test. But I wanted to bring attention to everyone about oil. This is olive oil. This is God made. This is corn oil, man-made, man-tampered. And I know that you can see the difference between the two.
This is very light.
So this has been stripped of its nutrients. This can heat to about 300 degrees. So if you cook with olive oil and you know that it's smoking, what's going on is you probably are burning it. And in the book, which I've been so blessed to write, Dr. Bob's Drugless Guide to Balancing Female Hormones, we talk about oil. So ladies, you may have some hormonal issues right now. You may even have issues with depression. So let me just say, if you have depression issues, call the prayer line. We're not going to counsel you on how to get rid of that depression, but this book may get, it's all about answers.
Right.
And I think that we have been blessed, and you have been really blessed with your memory. I mean, I don't know too many people that have memorized the Bible as much as you have.
Well, I love it. I mean, God put that in my heart a long time ago. When I was about 42, I began really getting serious about memorizing.
And that made a huge difference, didn't it?
Oh my, still does.
And so what other oil that I use 2 tablespoons of coconut oil every day.
Okay.
You could put coconut oil on a rice cake or a corn cake with some almond butter, because see, rice cakes and corn cakes themselves have a high glycemic. But I know that this will help memory, coconut oil.
Really?
Coconut oil is, it's a saturated fat, and there's gonna be a lot of people that'll say it's not good for you. The oil that's in here, it's a medium chain fat, will not cause distress when it comes to your cardiovascular or your heart system. What I also wanna talk about is the olive oil and the avocado. So the avocado is what olive oil is. So this is olive oil in a bottle, but this is olive oil here in the avocado, which is a fruit. Avocado is a great source of fiber. It's a great source of something called carnitine for your brain. It's a great source of potassium. I would much rather have you have an avocado versus a banana.
Now, tell us what this is. Are you having fun out there? Why is a banana not as good for us?
Well, the reason that bananas are not as good for you is because bananas will alter your blood sugar.
Oh.
It's going to cause your blood sugar to go up. It's going to cause your blood sugar to go down. And one of the things that I've learned along the way is that bananas can actually cause left neck and mid-back pain because it's a pancreas referral. And we talk about that in Dr. Bob's Drugless Guide to Balancing Female Hormones.
Oh, yeah. That's so good.
It's a tremendous book. And you know, let's just go right back at it. I know there are people right now that have left neck and mid-back pain. And it's like we're talking to them right there through the camera. That if you're having any pain anywhere in your body, why don't you give us a call? We're not going to tell you and not going to answer any of your questions, but we can definitely pray for you.
And they can get the book at that time. Because, you know, folks, you hear this and you get excited and then you forget. And, you know, you think, oh, let's see, now what do I do? What do I not do? But if you have the book. And I would say this to you, when you call in for the book, and I love this, I live by these things. When you call in, I wouldn't get one. You know people that are overweight, depressed, can't remember anything. What could be a great gift for them? This book. So when you call and say, I want one, say 2 or 4 or 5, be generous. God will bless you for it.
He will. I mean, he definitely he will. A part of us even being together is just things that happened in my life with you over the years. Now, this is a sad moment. Now, what this is an extender that people who are overweight, this is an epidemic right now. And we know we have many believers and non-believers that are watching us. The biggest epidemic that's impacting the whole world is obesity.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you walk a lot and you exercise a lot.
I do, daily.
And I know that you travel all over the world, and so I have to congratulate you for that. And I thought you mentioned something quite interesting, that you walk through airports.
Well, yeah, and people say, oh, don't you hate that? No, no, no. That's my walking for the day, and a lot of it, Denver Airport. It's a long walk. So what am I doing? I hold my head up, and I walk.
Yeah, and it would be kind of funny if you had a sign that everybody knew how old you were. They would really flip out. Anyways, people are overweight.
Yeah, they are.
And I think what's really significant is, and here's the problem with obesity. Obesity, what it does, it creates a demand on your heart and on your liver. Because your heart has to push that blood through all that extra weight, which is going to increase your blood pressure. It's also going to create some imbalances when it comes to hormones in your body, especially estrogen. So, you know, a part of your success is the fact that you've managed your weight. So if you have a weight issue right now, which the lines are lighting up once again, pray. Just give us a call. We can pray right now. I even feel compelled. If there's anybody that has a weight issue at this moment right now, I just release them and have the discipline, have the courage to say no to foods that you know that they are addicted to. Because you know what the devil wants to do? He wants to get everybody addicted to those foods.
And let them die early and not let them perform like they should. And folks, God has a plan for you. He has a divine destiny for you. And when you get into working that plan with Him, I'm telling you, anything can happen. Now, we're going to deal with some more things in just a few moments. And you may say, oh, I don't like this program. It's too hard on me. It's the best thing for you. Put your hand on your heart. Say, I need to watch this next segment. So it's very powerful. And folks, don't say it's a drag. Let me tell you, my life is more fun than I could ever imagine. 84 is better than 44. So stay right there.
Do you want to be empowered to make positive changes in your health and well-being? Are your changing hormones stopping you from living a healthier and happier life? We have a resource that will help you achieve the healthy lifestyle you need. For your gift of $39 or more, we will send you Dr. Bob's recently updated Drugless Guide to Balancing Female Hormones and his 1 Minute a Day to a Healthier You books. Through these two books, you will learn to restore hormone functions naturally, say goodbye to hot flashes, achieve your optimal weight, make better daily choices, improve your health, and be a good steward of the body God gave you, all with scriptural insights and guidance. We'll also send you Marilyn's Enjoy Life book. If you are feeling overwhelmed and are struggling to find your purpose, this book will encourage you and empower you to meet your daily challenges with joy. Take control of your health and happiness. Call or click to get these valuable resources today.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God. Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the Word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
Are you having fun? You need to have fun. You say, oh, but this is so hard. No, it isn't. I mean, we begin to get truth, and knowing the truth sets you free. And you may be watching right now, and you're in the change. Oh, and you say, oh, it's just the pits. Let me tell you what I spoke when I went through the change. I said, every change is a change for the better. And I said it every day. And how did I handle myself in that time? With food, with exercise, I handled with Dr. Bob's advice. So this book, Balancing Female Hormones, it's a must for you. And you may say, well, I'm a man. Well, get it for your wife and get it for other people. And you know, if you're having a real challenge going through the change, call us. Or if you have loved ones who are, just give us the names because we'd love to pray. I've known you over 30 years. And you have been a partner to this ministry since the 80s. Is that awesome? Is that awesome? God bless you, and all of you need to become partners. Trust me, it works.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting you bring that up, is because when we became a partner, the anointing, this is the part that people need to get. Mm-hmm. The anointing that's on you flows to people. So when you become a partner, you become a partner. It's like Cornelius, the alms went to heaven. So right now, we're flowing that alm energy, that alm Holy Spirit right
it's
to everybody.
Great.
We have so much more to talk about, because I'm kind of trying to pull out of Marilyn her hidden secrets, so why she looks so tremendous. And she told me one that we're going to share with you with in a moment. These, though, happen to be collard greens. And people think, you know how you say, whoa, this is like we're getting an O right now from individuals. But, you know, collard greens are, anything green is very, very important, because green has magnesium in it. I'm seeing an epidemic right now in our practice of women that are 55 years and older that are having heart palpitations. Well, we talk about this in Dr. Bob's Drugless Guide to Balancing Female Hormones, especially how important magnesium is. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about one subject for a brief moment. It's called bowel movements. People should have at least two bowel movements minimum every day. If you're not having a bowel movement, you need more magnesium. So if you're sitting there on the couch right now and you're having heart palpitations and you haven't pooped in days, first you need to pray, and we can pray for you.
Of course, they can call for prayer.
But you could use some greens. And what you could do with this, if you were to snip this off right here and steam this, you can use this for your quote-unquote bread. You could use this to make a sandwich. I am not telling people to not ever eat bread again, but you could use this as your bread.
Well, I never thought of such a thing.
That's why the Holy Spirit brought me here today to teach
you. Well, that's exactly why. And I want to encourage you. You know, a lot of these secrets you're watching and listening and say they're wonderful. But when the program's over, you think, oh, I need to remember that. I need to help my friend with that. Be sure you get the book. Yes, be sure you get the book. This is worth a lifetime, really, because this is not just for something temporary. These are things I've done for many, many years, and you tell me that it don't work, too late, honey. It's been working.
So it's kind of fascinating with the collard greens. So this is bread. So okay. When you eat bread, bread takes zinc out of your body.
Ooh.
Zinc's important for memory.
Yeah.
So instead of eating bread and doing the collard greens, you'll have more zinc. Zinc helps your memory. Also, what bread takes out of your body is zinc, but it adds copper. We talk about this in Dr. Bob's book. When you have high copper, when you go to bed at 9 o'clock at night, your head could be going 100 miles an hour and you're not gonna be able to fall asleep. So once again, there are people watching us right now that need prayer for a restful, peaceful sleep. As we talked about in the first segment, call in and we can pray for you to have restful, peaceful sleep. Now, this is one of your,
yeah.
And you just told, so this is something I just learned from you.
Yeah.
This is castor oil, and we're going to talk about this many different times, but castor oil, talk to me about what you're doing with this right now.
Well, I'm using this for my skin as a moisturizer before I go to bed. Now, I heard about this through a friend, and I saw how her skin.
Well, your skin looks awesome.
Was just getting better and better and better, so I said, what are you using? She said, castor oil. I said, what? I almost fell over. And so I looked at it and what it says it will do. So you clean your face at night, really clean, and then you put this on. And so your face is being moisturized all night. And it says it even helps with tissue rebuilding.
It does. It's tissue repair.
Yeah.
This is castor oil. That was not a part of my plan today, but this is a huge, huge improvement. Okay, now, we talked about going to the bathroom, and
yeah.
I had to briefly talk about that. These are Depenses,
yes.
Or adult diapers. And I recently wanted to bring this up because I know a lot of people are having a lot of challenges in that part of their body. Maybe they have bowel movements, maybe they don't have bowel movements. So if you have a lot of loose stools, it could be a dairy sensitivity or it could be a gluten sensitivity. So my whole purpose of being here today is to educate people on thinking. You don't have to wear Depenses. Now, I'm not telling you not to wear adult diapers, but sit back and think, okay, if I eat this type of food, am I having a loose stool? So I actually want people to think. You know, John 16:13, let the Holy Spirit be your guide.
Right.
And so I think that's just an important nugget for everybody.
And tell me about that, because a lot of times when people get in their 60s and on up, they have to wear those.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Years ago, people didn't have to wear those. Think
no,
about it. My
didn't.
Grandmother was 86 years old.
Yeah.
My great-grandmother was 94 years old. They didn't have to, you know, adult diapers at that time. But if you watch TV programs, they're getting everybody programmed. So here's my point. If you have loose stools, think about what you're eating. If what you're eating is creating the loose stool, back off of that and see what's going on. Obviously, you always want to be checked by your health care provider. So we're not here to diagnose or give anybody other information. If you're having challenges with that part of your body, obviously call the prayer line right now. We're not going to tell you what to do. And then, of course, they can get our book.
The book will keep you cooking. You know, it's not a book you're going to sit down, oh, whoopee, I'm going to read that book through. It's a resource book. So you will look at the very beginning and you'll say, yeah, I need that. I'm going through this at this time. And I want to say again, are you having fun? You have the most fun when you get into this and begin to use it. Trust me, put my hand on my heart. This will transform the way you live. So call in, get 1, 2, 10, 8, got to do it. And of course, you can leave your prayer request.
Okay, let's talk about one last item here before we're going to be signing off, I know. Estrogen, you mentioned something about when you went through the change.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the change is very interesting right now because we have not only women that have emotional and hormonal issues, we have men. And the reason I'm holding the broccoli, because I know that you eat broccoli and
I love broccoli.
And a lot of people say, oh, you know, when you talk about the, this is good. Now, what's kind of interesting about broccoli, you don't want to eat, everybody is into this raw. You know, you don't want to eat anything exclusively the same. You could steam it. You can saute it. When you cook this, it becomes vibrant green.
Mm-hmm.
Green is chlorophyll. Green is magnesium. It's going to help your digestive system. It's also a source of sulfur. So you have excellent looking skin because you put sulfur in your body and you're eating sulfur. So broccoli is a sulfur based vegetable. Broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower. Steam it, saute it. But I also want to talk about soy. And we talk about this a lot in the book right now. If you have heavy menses, tender breasts, and they're thinking about doing a procedure to you, you really want to pay attention to this because this is very serious. And if you are in the process of maybe having a procedure done, call for prayer, prayer for wisdom, prayer for discipline. We're not going to diagnose you. We're not going to tell you to or not to have a procedure done, but we're praying for wisdom.
Right.
Start eating your broccoli, avoid soy. Listen to Marilyn. She's been around the racetrack. Her wagon train's been around a long time, and she is doing it. Amen.
Right. And, you know, I want to say this. At 84, I'm not slowing down. I'm doing more than I've ever done. I'm doing more at 84 than at 44. And so I just encourage you, get the book. This, if you want to know what I have lived by, it's just this kind of teaching. You say, I don't like broccoli. But if you'll take a little tiny taste and kind of do it for 4 or 5 days, little tiny taste, you'll develop a taste for it. So some of the things I didn't like, I just started taking little taste, and little taste began to develop the appetite. And my son said to me one time, Mom, none of my friends like vegetables. I love vegetables because you taught me. Hey, call us for prayer. Have fun in your life. Don't let your life go downhill and be a drag, you know? When you can do some very simple things, change your way of living. You say, I can't. Don't give me that stuff. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So call us for prayer. Call us for the book. Get it for others. And you can be blessed. And you can be a blessing.
Do you want to be empowered to make positive changes in your health and well-being? Are your changing hormones stopping you from living a healthier and happier life? We have a resource that will help you achieve the healthy lifestyle you need. For your gift of $39 or more, we will send you Dr. Bob's recently updated Drugless Guide to Balancing Female Hormones and his 1 Minute a Day to a Healthier You books. Through these 2 books, you will learn to restore hormone functions naturally, say goodbye to hot flashes, achieve your optimal weight, make better daily choices, improve your health, and be a good steward of the body God gave you, all with scriptural insights and guidance. We'll also send you Marilyn's Enjoy Life book. If you are feeling overwhelmed and are struggling to find your purpose, this book will encourage you and empower you to meet your daily challenges with joy. Take control of your health and happiness. Call or click to get these valuable resources today.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
We are so happy to have Dr. Bob with us, and he's such an incredible guest for us. And not only a guest, but also a gift for you, our audience. So Dr. Bob, would you mind praying for our audience today, and as their health choices and decisions and wisdom, that they would do these things well?
I want you to all be honored. And I think one of my favorite parts of the Bible is that Cornelius's alms and prayers reach the very throne room. So right now, I want you to know, whatever you're praying, God, your Father, your Heavenly Father, hears your prayers. And I think that is so significant. And I know that when I was a kid, my mom and my grandmother were praying for us. So I want you to know that I'm praying for you right now to make wise choices, to put a hedge of protection around you. I'm praying, because see, the devil went to and fro, but there was a hedge around Job. So I'm putting that hedge of protection around your mind, your eye gate. I want to pray for family members right now. I want to pray for your finances. But most of all, I want to pray for your wisdom and favor. I want you to be released. I was released from alcohol over 25 years ago, and I know someone right now, in the name of Jesus, is going to be released from alcohol, pornography, gambling, what is ever holding you back. Because when I was released from alcohol, the power of God came in me and gave me wisdom. And I'm praying for broken homes, kids addicted to drugs, adults addicted to drugs. The devil wants you, and we are protecting you right now. Get connected with Marilyn and Sarah. It'll make a huge difference in your life. I guarantee it. Woo!
This is awesome. Do you get this? This is absolutely awesome. This can make your life be supernatural in the natural. Doing these natural things can make you supernatural. You say, well, how do you know that? Because I use these principles, and I have for many years, and honey, they work.